P. Pack up. Winter is over at last. Time to pack up my gloves and boots.
Pale yellow. We have this, or you might be interested in these note cards.
I think I'd really rather have some pale yellow paper for my correspondence.
Parking lot.
Parking meter. Excuse me, do you happen to have some change for the parking meter?
Parking ticket. I hear you got a big parking ticket.
Part-time job. Sally really is amazing, isn't she? She has that part-time job, and she studies harder than most of us.
2. There are a few part-time jobs now available for students.
Passing grade. 1. Don't you think Professor Morrison's test was too difficult?
Well, I must admit, I had been expecting more than just a passing grade in biology.
2. Although he isn't a diligent student, he still gets passing grades.
Pay a visit. He stopped to pay a visit to George.
Pay attention. If only I paid attention in class.
Pay off. 1. What a wonderful performance. The marching band has never sounded better.
Thanks. I guess all those hours of practice are finally paying off.
2. I've been working out at the gym since January. I've been wanting to get in better shape.
You look terrific. Seems like all your hard work has paid off.
Peel off. I am not sure what the best way is to hang this poster without damaging the wall.
Couldn't you use tape? It peels off easily.
Per se. You don't believe in diets, do you?
There is nothing wrong with them per se, but they have to be combined with exercise to do any good.
Performance evaluation. What's up with Donald? I've never seen him so happy.
His supervisor gave performance evaluations this morning.
Personal question. Is it all right if I ask you a personal question?
Phone bill. Did you know that Arthur has 3 brothers living on 3 different continents?
He must get an incredible phone bill every month.
Phone book. 1. The phone book is over on the desk.
2. I lost the piece of paper Laura gave me. You know, the one with her address on it.
You might be able to find it listed in the phone book.
Photo album. Can't seem to find my photo album.
Photoshop. Did you get the pictures back from the Photoshop?
Physical activity. I can't concentrate on this final report any longer. Maybe I should take a nap before we continue.
You know, they say physical activity makes you more alert.
Physical education. I wish I knew how to swim.
Why don't you sign up for the lessons offered by the physical education department?
Pick up. 1. Professor Cox said you can pick up your term paper today at her office.
2. I hope you have a chance to pick up those financial aid papers.
3. I thought you were picking David up at the airport.
4. I'd like to pick this film up by 4 tomorrow afternoon.
5. I've been invited to a dinner party at Janet's. Do you think I should bring something?
You should pick up a cake. Chocolate is her favorite. 6. We thought we'd all go out for lunch today. Can you be ready to leave at 1 o'clock?
I have to pick up my car and do a couple of errands. I'll just come straight to the restaurant.
7. The secretary picked up the receiver and made a call.
8. At the last minute, she remembered to pick up her passport.
9. My brother forgot to pick up our tickets for this evening's concert.
10. I'm going to pick up Dave and Sue at the bus station now.
11. Did you pick up your letter at the post office?
12. I knew Lori played the piano, but I didn't know she played the guitar.
Neither did I. It seems she picked it up on her own over the summer.
13. I'm on my way to pick up the text for American History.
14. Have you picked up your ID card from the office yet?
15. Bill, thanks for picking up the books for me.
16. We're supposed to pick up the tickets this afternoon.
17. Shouldn't someone pick up the clothes from the cleaners?
18. I hope you remembered to pick up my clothes from the cleaners.
Pick up. Do you think we could use your pickup truck to take the telescope down to the field again this weekend?
To be honest, I still have a lot of dents in my truck from the last field trip. Maybe someone else can help out this time.
Pin someone down. It sounds like Carrie isn't happy at all with her new roommate. Did she say why?
Believe me, I tried to find out, but I simply couldn't pin her down.
Play a role. Professor Parker, maybe you'd better find another actor to play this role. The lines are so long, sometimes I just completely forget them.
Play it by ear. Marty, are you doing anything special for your presentation in political science tomorrow?
Not really. Because the class so often turns into a discussion, I've decided to play it by ear.
Play the clarinet.
Play the trumpet. Just imagine Mr. Show playing the trumpet.
Play the violin. She began playing the violin when she was 9.
Plow through. Are you sure you want to plow through that thick book?
Poetry reading. 1. Will you come to my poetry reading next week?
2. Would you like to go to the poetry reading tomorrow?
Point of view. So you weren't happy with the way the newspaper covered the rally protesting the rising tuition fees?
No. The article underestimated the number of students who were there, and I don't think it explained our point of view very well.
Polish the furniture. He vacuumed the rug and polished the furniture.
Pop art. I'm really sorry I missed the pop art exhibit at the museum.
Pop music.
Popular opinion. Popular opinion is swinging away from the governing party.
Pour over. Don't you ever go home? Every time I see you, you're here in the library, pouring over your books.
Power failure. The only night I really wanted to watch something, and we had a power failure in my building.
Practice game. Mrs. Wilson had the girls run around the field several times before their practice game began.
Practice makes perfect.
Prescription medicine. The school infirmary doesn't stock prescription medicine at this time.
Price tag. The salesperson misread the price tag.
Printer ribbon. I went through a whole box of paper and a printer ribbon just trying to get my resume right.
Prize money. Jamie, congratulations on winning the essay contest. That $1,000 prize money should really come in handy.
You bet. I've already put it aside to cover the increase my landlord's just announced for next year.
Pull away. 1. Quick, you go get the tickets while I park the car.
What's the rush? The train is pulling away from the station right now.
2. Wasn't that the city bus that just pulled away?
Push one's luck.
If Professor Thomason was willing to give us a 3-day extension to finish the project, maybe he'll give us a few more days.
Let's not push our luck, Mary, okay?
Pushover. Have you heard anything about the new professor?
Just that she's no pushover.
Put a lot of hours into.
Put a lot of time into. 1. You did an excellent job on that presentation.
Thanks. I put a lot of time into it.
2. Hi, I'd like to sign up for the film selection committee. Is this the right place?
Yes, it is. There are a lot of fun people on that committee, but you have to put in a lot of hours.
Put down. I hope you liked the novel I lent you. I wasn't sure whether it was the kind of book you would be interested in.
You know, I had the same doubt at first, but once I started, I simply couldn't put it down.
Put everything together. Think you'll be able to finish sketching the plans for the election campaign by tomorrow? Or do you need some help?
Well, there is still quite a bit to do, but I'll be able to put everything together.
Put it on paper. I finally thought of a way to start my report.
Put it on paper before you forget.
Put off. 1. Did you finally finish the paper you want to present at the conference?
I put it off, and now it's too late.
2.
Bill, have you finished the research paper for anthropology?
Not yet. I always seem to put things off until the last minute.
3. If your tooth aches, you really should make a dentist appointment.
I think I'll put it off for a while.
4. You should finish that paper on plant biology.
I know. I've been putting it off for weeks.
5. I'm putting off paying my rent until next month.
6. I'm no expert, but that noise in your refrigerator doesn't sound good. Maybe you should call and have it checked out.
You're right, and I suppose I've put it off long enough.
7. Have you started researching your paper on computer programming languages of the future?
To tell you the truth, I've been putting it off.
Put on. 1. I think I'll put on some music now.
2. Put on a different CD.
3. Professor Nelson, could you please turn up the temperature in here? I'm having trouble concentrating.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't control the thermostat. Tell you what, I'll talk to maintenance about it after class. In the meantime, I suggest you put on a sweater if you've brought one.
4. The drama club puts on a play once every other month.
5. Put on some slippers.
Put on some weight.
Put one's finger on. You look different today, but I can't quite put my finger on what it is.
Put out. Peter was given a medal for helping to put out the forest fire.
Put out. How do I get one of those green buckets everyone here puts out at the curb for paper recycling?
Oh, just call up the sanitation department. They'll deliver a bucket at no charge.
Put out with somebody. I hope you're not too put out with me for stopping by Fred's on the way over here. I had to pick up an assignment.
Put somebody up. My company is flying me out to Hawaii on business next week.
That's great. Where are they putting you up?
Put these things away. 1. Can you help me put these things away?
2. Is there a bus I can get to the station?
There is, but you can't rely on it. I'll give you a ride if you can wait while I put these things away.
Put up. The city is going to tear down those old houses and put up a new shopping center.
Put up with. From now on, I refuse to put up with your silliness.